This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We're supposed to have an 80% chance of rain today, but we have 100% of it right now in northern Chapel Hill. It is coming down quite heavily, and of course that water has nowhere to go. So all the problems we had yesterday and last night with flooding likely to continue today and maybe even get worse in some spots. We have lots of trouble spots to tell you about. First of all, let me just tell you that Bradley Road and Umstead is blocked off this morning by the Chapel Hill Police Department because of flooding. A lot of flooding there in the area around Bolin Creek. Again, that is Bradley at Umstead, blocked off by the police because of water problems, deep water there. Traffic lights out this morning at Estes Drive at Estes Hills Elementary, also on Estes Drive at Library Drive, and there is, in general, a lot of standing water on Estes Drive. Now, we also have an emergency shelter that was set up at Smith Middle School yesterday. Aaron Keck is there this morning, and Aaron is reporting on what's happening there. Aaron, first of all, how many people have been there overnight, and what's going on there?
Well, Ron, I'm here at Smith Middle School, where they are, the American Red Cross has been on the scene ever since the storm, ever since it became apparent yesterday that the storm was going to displace people. They got on the ball and set up this emergency shelter at Smith Middle School very, very quickly. 33 people stayed here last night. A couple of them have already left for work, so they're estimating about 31 people there right now. They're currently in the process of serving breakfast. They've got cereal and coffee and juice and such that they're serving to the people there at the shelter right now. Spirits are high. Everyone's a little groggy. It's been a very long 24 hours for the people here, but it's been a very positive thing for the people who were displaced to have this shelter set up. Not sure yet. No one is at what point they can go home. But I spoke with a couple people at the Red Cross here at Smith, and they said that they are in it for the long haul. If they can't stay here for an extended period of time, they'll set up something somewhere, and they'll take care of these people until they can get back home safely.
It is such a sad situation, and I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to talk with any people who have, you know, the situation where they had to be rescued from their homes or where they lost a lot of things. I mean, who have you been able to talk with this morning?
Mostly just been able to talk with folks at the Red Cross. People, again, obviously are just getting up and getting out of bed. There are quite a few people here, several families, seen a couple of kids around, so this is affecting people of all ages, families and couples and single people, and just and everyone is still kind of shocked from what happened yesterday, that storm that came up so quickly.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for being there reporting this morning, and we will presumably hear from you later in the day.
And I want to let people know that if they want to donate or help out in any way, they've got a lot of volunteers here already, but I said if you want to donate, that's the best thing to help out right now. Visit AmericanRedCross.org or call Beth at the Durham chapter. That number is 691-7950.
691-7150 if you'd like to help.
7950.
7950. Okay. Yep. Hey, thank you so much, Aaron. We'll talk to you later
thank
on.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, the very latest in the weather situation, we talked with Brandon Dunston of the National Weather Service just a few minutes ago on WCHL, and here's what he said about our situation.
Well, you hit it on the head. There's more of the same coming. Hopefully it won't be as bad as it was yesterday in Chapel Hill with a couple rounds of very heavy rain, one in the morning around 3 or 4 a.m., then another in the afternoon. But right as we speak right now, there's more rain on the doorsteps of Chapel Hill. It's moving up from the south, and we'll have a period where we can pick up another half an inch to even an inch of precip this morning, and then maybe a little bit of a lull in the showers and storms, and then more developing possibly in the afternoon.
And a possibility of some thunderstorms too, I imagine.
Yep, there's some thunder in some of the activity just to your south right now. But the main threat's going to be that heavy rain associated with these showers and thunderstorms. And we have a flash flood watch out for all of the Triangle region through Tuesday afternoon. And the threat for even some more showers and thunderstorms will extend beyond Tuesday into Wednesday. It won't be till later in the week till we begin to dry out a little bit. So there's the potential for another at least couple inches over the next couple of days.
Flooding has really caused some major problems here in Chapel Hill and Carborough and in Orange County, and I've been around for a long time, and I don't remember rain coming this fast, this much, this quickly. How about you? I mean, how does this fall in the line of history of rainfall in our area in the recent past?
Well, it's a very almost tropical type air mass, and Chapel Hill just happened to be in the exact wrong spot yesterday morning. It kind of primed the pump, so to speak, with all that heavy rainfall in the morning. Then more in the afternoon. In fact, I think looking at the airport in Chapel Hill, they picked up, I believe, 5.11 inches the 24-hour period ending yesterday.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate your being with us this morning, and certainly hope you will join us later on in the day to keep us updated on the situation.
Not a problem, and just remember, everybody out there, if you come across a flooded roadway, turn around, don't drown.
Well, that's it. Brandon Dunston, just a little while ago, speaking with us here on WCHL. Situation may turn out to be a little more serious than Brandon was talking about there, because he mentioned that a half inch to an inch of rain this morning. Certainly looks like more than that coming down out there right now. Heavy rains this morning in the northern part of Chapel Hill here at the WCHL studios, and perhaps where you are as well. It rained and rained and rained on Sunday, leaving Orange County residents stranded in floodwaters, whether in their cars, their homes, or out walking. Situations quickly became very dangerous, and emergency service workers had to act quickly to get some people out of danger. Some people even had to be rescued out of their cars or their homes. WCHL's Rachel Nass saw the flooding firsthand and has more on the story.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out there.
She is?
Uh-huh. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she says, Leonard, I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you had to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger, and in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know, she's okay?
She just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashie watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part ever because, especially this time of the year, it's hot, and you have the insects and reptiles
and
germs. And that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page, Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Also, along with this inclement weather, goes power outages. There were some downed trees yesterday, and, of course, a lot of people without electricity. The peak number yesterday in Orange County, 2,700 customers who were without power yesterday. That number this morning, the update is 261. These numbers from Duke Energy, 261 customers without power this morning. So that's our latest information on that. Today is a noteworthy day for a lot of other reasons, not just the weather. We'll be back to talk about that in just a moment. But right now, let's take a look at your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale going in now through July 4th, when they will end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can go online at southernseason.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A couple updates as far as earlier updates that we gave you. Library Drive at Estes Drive, the light is back on there. Just got the word from Aaron Keck, who's out driving around, letting us know what he sees. Still some heavy water in those areas, so use some caution. He didn't mention heavy flooding right now. We'll get an update from him here in just a little bit. But still a lot of rain out there, even as the rain has slowed a bit. The intersection of, or the light just outside of Estes Hills Elementary School is still without power, though. So still no traffic signal there. So use extreme caution when driving in that area. And remember, any traffic signal that you see is out, approach the intersection as if it is a four-way stop. You have to use extreme caution in those situations and make sure that everyone ends up safe. Right now we're seeing delays on 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 54 and I-40. And we're also seeing some slowdowns on NC 54 with some heavy rain over in that direction as well. So use extreme caution as you travel. We'll keep you updated here from the WCHL studios throughout the day. Even after the morning news, we'll stay on the air with you if need be and let you know what's going on. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL. Please don't do that during a torrential downpour, but when you get to a safe place or if you're stopped, you can tweet us at WCHL or give us a call.
On a day like today, it becomes a lot less important to get to work on time than it is just to get there safely.
Get there safely, get there alive, turn around, don't drown, as Brandon Dunston said from the National Weather Service.
And Branston will be checking in. Dunston will be checking in a little later on, we hope.
That's so, right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. All right, it is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, and wet rain coming down right now at the WCHL studios. Don't know about where you are, but we have a big chance of more rain all day, really. Showers and thunderstorms, and maybe some heavy rain. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall even this evening and overnight. Overnight low 70, chance of rain remains at 80%. And then tomorrow, more of the same, 80% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, still 80% chance of rain. Rain's not going away anytime soon. We have a flash flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 p.m., but who knows, it may end up being extended beyond that. So it's not a pretty sight out there this morning. A lot of rain everywhere. A lot of water everywhere with nowhere to go. Anywhere near Bowling Creek is really bad news. As Rand told you a moment ago, Bradley Road and Umstead Drive, there's traffic blocked off there by the Chapel Hill Police because of standing water. Lots of standing water all over our community this morning. Please be careful out there.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, Hawk and Tar Heel Station.
7:21 at WCHL, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. It is official now. There's a flood advisory until 8:30 this morning, issued by the National Weather Service. Flood advisory in effect for right now. And we probably didn't need to tell you that, because with rain coming down, we already have so much water out there, there's just nowhere for it to go. Ground is already saturated. Today, there's so much happening in the news other than our weather situation. The decision of North Carolina lawmakers to cut the amount and length of state unemployment benefits takes effect today, and that means about 170,000 long-term jobless people are losing their checks. The reduced state benefits have the effect of making North Carolina the first in the nation to cut off a federal unemployment compensation program for the long-term jobless. The plan supporters say it will save businesses more than $400 million by paying back the billions of dollars owed to the federal government 3 years early. Opponents say Republican lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory should have waited until January. They could have waited until January after the federal benefits expire. But again, those federal benefits no longer in effect for 170 long-term jobless people here in North Carolina. North Carolina's flagship public university sees a change at the top today. Officially, Holden Thorpe's last day was yesterday. Carol Folt takes over today as UNC chancellor. Thorpe has moved to St. Louis to become provost at Washington University. And again, Carol Folt is our new chancellor at UNC. Moral Monday is today. North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protest began with just 17 arrests in the very first rally held in late April. Now nearly 600 people have been arrested speaking out against a right-leaning North Carolina General Assembly. New and seasoned protesters are preparing to converge in Raleigh once again this week for Mass Moral Monday. It's the ninth protest so far, taking place at 5 p.m. across from the General Assembly. Now, one of the things they'll be talking about today is unemployment benefits. You know, there's more ammunition for them today because so many long-term unemployed will lose their benefits or have lost their benefits as of now. WCHL has compiled a timeline of events since the very first Moral Monday movement, very first Moral Monday event, to document the details of each week, including local people who've been arrested for their beliefs. You can view the timeline on our website at chapelboro.com. Also today, starting today, you can be fined for smoking outdoors in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Orange County Commissioners and the Board of Health approved a broad smoking ban last year. Now, following 6 months of preparation, officials say they're ready to put it into full effect. The ban prohibits smoking in almost all public outdoor places, including parks, sidewalks, and bus stops. Indoor locations that are open to the public are also covered under the ban. There are exemptions. Smoking is still permitted in private homes, vehicles, smoke shops, cigar bars, and designated hotel rooms. The fine for public smoking is $25. But health department officials stress that the aim of the ban is education rather than punishment. According to the health department's website, the ban is meant to improve air quality by limiting exposure to secondhand smoke and limiting litter from cigarette butts. The county health department provides information for anyone interested in quitting smoking, as well as an online form to report violations of the ban. You can find all this and more on the public smoking ban by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Let's take just a moment to look at WCHL championship sports. The Atlantic Coast Conference's plan to expand, revealed in 2010 and modified along the way, has come to fruition now. Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame became official members of the ACC at 12:01 a.m. today, giving the conference 15 members. To celebrate the league's northern expansion, Commissioner John Swofford, Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams, Florida State football coach Jimbo Fisher, and Virginia Tech head football coach Frank Beamer are among the ACC dignitaries scheduled to be in New York City this afternoon after holding a news conference at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Times Square. Swofford and company will take part of the closing bell ceremony. July 1st is moving day for schools switching conferences all over the country, including those relocating to the newly named American Athletic Conference. The beginning of the American means the end of the Big East football after 31 years and the beginning of the new Big East. The new basketball-centric conference comprises comprised mostly of the Catholic schools that didn't have FBS football programs, and the old Big East opens for business today as well. All this is a culmination of sorts of shuffling that began the weekend of September 17, 2010. Amid speculation about the Big 12 falling apart, news broke that the ACC had invited Pittsburgh and Syracuse to lead the Big East. The move sent the Big East into a spiral that ultimately destroyed it. Meanwhile, the ACC has emerged stronger than ever, its members having agreed earlier this year to hand over media rights to the league through the 2026 through 2027 school year, and looking to gain footing in the largest media market in the country. The ACC will send a team to the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium for 6 years, starting in 2014. Part of the deal will be ACC signage at Yankee Stadium year-round. Swofford has openly talked about the possibility of playing the ACC men's basketball tournament in the New York area, maybe Madison Square Garden or the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Well, there you go. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports, 727, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A humongous hooray for Reggie Bullock. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I believe I jumped higher off the couch Thursday night when Reggie Bullock's name was called in the NBA draft than after any of the three-pointers that he buried during his Carolina career. Amidst doubters that included his head coach and yours truly, Bullock proved everyone wrong by knocking the scouts, GMs, and coaches over with his play and off-the-court interviews in the pre-draft camps. Consequently, the 6'7 sweet shooter moved up as many as 15 spots in the mock drafts and went number 25 to the L.A. Clippers. The Clippers, with all-pro point guard Chris Paul to get Bullock the ball on the wing or in the corner. The Clips with bodacious Blake Griffin to grab those offensive rebounds. And the Clips with new coach Doc Rivers to help Bullock in his adjustment to the NBA. What a country! If you know Bullock's story and how hard he worked to escape the mean streets of Kinston to follow his idol Jerry Stackhouse to UNC and then the NBA, you have to be drawn to tears. Bullock grew up without a father, under the wing of several mentors who protected him and taught him right from wrong at the only good thing about the bad part of Kinston, the local gym. And he got his reward by earning the guaranteed salary of a first-round draft choice. Bullock won't make the $10 million going to Cody Zeller at number 4 with the Bobcats or Hornets or Jordanaires, but he will make $3 million over his first 3 seasons with a chance to sign a more lucrative long-term deal. Better than the Bupkis guaranteed second-round picks Lorenzo Brown and Ryan Kelly, who have to make their teams to make their money, and certainly better than the undrafted C.J. Leslie and Seth Curry. I'll say it again. Hooray for Reggie. Roy Williams gladly ate crow in his gushing statement about Bullock, who was not projected as a first-rounder when he decided to leave UNC after his junior season, which he completed as one of the 5 best players in the ACC and held the promise of a sensational senior year. But Bullock thought he could do it, move up in the draft, or make a team that picked him in the second round. He moved up so dramatically that some draft boards before Thursday night had him in the high teens. We'll miss you, Reggie. But, man, are we proud of you. Hooray. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And now it's time for professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Don Bassnight. I'm with Weaver Street Realty, and I've enjoyed my work there for over 20 years.
Don Bassnight isn't one of the people who started Weaver Street Realty, but the company was less than 10 years old when he joined.
I remember seeing their float in the Christmas parade, and that standing out as being local and just a little bit different than a normal real estate company. And I also love the fact that they loved land and Hall River property and Carrboro. Having grown up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I like to celebrate how that really feels like one town. There's 7 of us, and 5 of us are either owners or managers. And it's not that different than our community here in Orange County with Chapel Hill and Carrboro having 2 governing bodies. And we also have to listen to, obviously, our county commissioners, and the University of North Carolina has a say in what we do here, and OWASA has a say. So this real consensus building community in Weaver Street Realty is that way.
We're in it for the long haul, as proven by the fact that I'm one of the newest agents there, and this is my 21st year.
And there is something to be proud about having longevity. People come back to you and go to you for your knowledge, but you also have to stay up on what's going on.
Don Basnight at Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro. It seems he's always been a part of this community.
That's true. I've realized recently that with my over 10 years in my family's hardware business and over 20 years with Weaver Street Realty, I'm right at 31 years selling something on Main Street of Carrboro. I've lived in Chatham County and Orange County and Durham County. I went to school in Guilford County. But I've always come back to Chapel Hill, and I love that.
Get in touch with Don Basnight. You know where to find him. Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Resort Stay Vouchers. It's 67% off. $1,500 for a seven-night New England stay, available now for $499. Explore the birthplace of our great country with this deal for an eight-day, seven-night stay at your choice of available accommodations in the New England area from Resort Stay Vouchers. Each state offers its own unique quirks while showcasing the beauty the area is known for, and you can book it online. It's 67% off from Resort Stay Vouchers, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great, especially on a morning like this. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Flash flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 p.m. And official flood warning in effect for this morning. Flood advisory, I should say, until 8:30 this morning. Showers, thunderstorms, some heavy rain coming down in the northern part of Chapel Hill right now, and maybe where you are. Maybe some heavy rain all day. High today about 85 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%, and of course 100% right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening as well. And overnight. Overnight low 70. 80% chance of rain through all that period of time. And then tomorrow, more of the same on the way. Heavy rainfall, showers and or thunderstorms. And highs tomorrow in the low 80s. Chance of rain 80%. Tomorrow night, still 80% chance of rain. And still a big chance of rain on Wednesday as well. This weather is just terrible, and the water just has nowhere to go. Please be careful wherever you're driving out there this morning. In fact, driving report, a traffic report coming up in just a moment from Aaron Keck, who is out there on our roadway.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:34, 26 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. And before we go any further, let's check in with Aaron Keck. He was at the emergency shelter set up at Smith Middle School earlier today. Now he is out there driving the roads so that he can give you an idea of what's happening out there. And Aaron, what do you have for us?
Well, I can tell you that I heard Elizabeth Friend reported on the smoke-free law going into effect today. I know a couple people were taking a smoke break just outside the shelter, but I don't think anyone will begrudge them that today. The news on the road is that things are a lot better right now, certainly, than they were yesterday when there were several roads that were so flooded you couldn't get through them. I'm not seeing any of that right now. What I am seeing is just a lot of water out there and people going very slowly and being very careful, which is exactly what they should be doing, because there is a little bit of standing water here and there on pretty much every road that you're going to be traveling on. Again, nothing so bad that it's causing traffic to be blocked or people to have to turn around, but just in general, not the best of road conditions today. The worst that I've been seeing, and I've been driving around Chapel Hill and Carrboro, so far the worst that I've seen is on Estes Drive. Again, that light is still out, I believe, near Estes Hills Elementary School. It was when I drove past it last, but the worst of the standing water is on Estes Drive right around MLK. In both directions, just on the west side of MLK is where I'm seeing the worst of the standing water. I'm on NC 54, or I'm on Fordham Boulevard right now, I guess I should say, and traffic is rather slow moving, and there's a lot of it. The road condition isn't too bad.
Well, the cell phone conditions are not so good right now. We just lost Aaron Keck, but I can tell you also that Umstead Drive is closed this morning from Umstead Park all the way to Green Street. A lot of problems there with the Bowling Creek flooding. If you're in that area, you know what that's all about. It was heavily flooded yesterday. Some real problems over there. And again, Umstead Drive is closed from Bowling Creek all the way to Green Street. We'll check in with Aaron Keck a little bit later on this morning, but he just kind of faded out there. I hope he didn't go underwater somewhere. But it is not a joking situation for sure this morning. Please be careful out there. If you have to be out and about and you're trying to get to work, please be careful and be prepared. You might run into some standing water on the roadways, and if there's any doubt whether you can get through it, don't try it. You know, it's better not to even try it. 7:37 at WCHL, 23 minutes until 8 o'clock. We'll have reports on the situation throughout the morning here. It rained and rained and rained on Sunday, leaving Orange County residents stranded in floodwaters. Some were in their cars, some were in their homes, some were out walking, and situations quickly became dangerous. Emergency service workers had to act quickly to get people out of danger. They've been working very hard during all of this. WCHL's Rachel Nash was out there yesterday and saw all the flooding firsthand and filed this report. Just listen to what these folks have to say.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out there.
She is?
Uh-huh. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she says, Leonard. I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger, and in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know she's okay?
She just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashie watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part ever because, especially this time of the year, it's hot. And you have the insects and reptiles
and germs,
and that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, Rachel, for that report. And just a reminder, as we have mentioned, there are some stoplights out at some intersections around town. The one we mentioned earlier is on Estes Drive right there at Estes Hills Elementary School. And a reminder that if the traffic light is out, we've said this before this morning and yesterday, but if the traffic light is out, treat it as if it is a four-way stop. I just got a call from a WCHL listener who said that she just went through that intersection on Estes Drive, and there were people trying to get through there, and people weren't being patient, and very nearly caused an accident. So please, everybody, treat it as if it is a four-way stop. This is a time for being courteous, not a time for being in a hurry. We all need to be safe, all right? Anytime you see a traffic intersection where the light's not working, that ought to be the rule of thumb. 7:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. Coming up today, we have Mark Chilton, mayor of Carborough, with today's commentary, a very important commentary on the way. And in addition to all that, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. Right now, Rand Northam joins me in the WCHL studios. And, Rand, what do you have there?
Sorry, we're listening to the scanner, too, so you're hearing that come over. But
yeah,
want to let you know there was a car in the parking lot of Harris Teeter. Looks like the two cars collided. It was a head-on collision, and it was a hit-and-run, actually. They were able to track down the person, and it turns out, from listening to the scanner, sounds like it was an expired tag or a suspended tag, so that's why the person might have fled. Is what is being reported from what I'm hearing on the scanner. But I bring this up to mention that there is enough going on for the police officials out there right now, police, fire, EMS, all of those, that they don't need something like that to slow them down as well.
Exactly.
Any time that they have to spend hunting someone down, it limits them from being able to help someone who is in need. A lot of people who are calling in now are asking for more evacuation and things like that. We just had somebody call into EMS that we saw. Or heard, excuse me, that was reporting abdominal pain. So, you know, the regular problems are there as well, and now this on top of things. So please be courteous not only to others, as you mentioned, Ron, and four-way stops because a traffic light is out, but because, you know, give the other people the help that they need and follow the law today. You know, it's a very tough day out there for all the emergency crews. So please try to help them out as much as possible.
A lot of people talk about Southern hospitality around here. This is a good day to exhibit your Southern hospitality.
It certainly is.
All right, be careful out there. And in addition to that, you were talking about that happened at the Harris Teeter parking lot, did you say?
Mm-hmm, that's what I heard.
It's a good time to point out that parking lots are not exactly safe.
They are not.
Safe places either. I mean, they've got standing water and got problems just like they do out there on the roadway. So please be careful out there. You can have an accident there just as easily as you can out there on the road. So
exactly. And we were talking about it a lot yesterday, last evening, Rachel Nash and I, as we were covering this storm. And even if you think you can get through the water, even if you think it's just a couple of inches, you don't know what's in that water. If you're walking, if you're driving, there might be a log. There might be something, you know, some broken glass or a bottle or something down there that really could cause physical harm or, you know, other damage. Again, if a car gets stranded in the middle of a parking lot or a roadway and people can't get through, a fire truck can't get through, you've got to think of all those things as well. So, again, if you can, give yourself a little extra time this morning, maybe go into work a little bit late. We should be seeing a lull in this storm here, as the National Weather Service said, coming up a little bit later on this morning. So if we can make it to that lull, then you can possibly, you know, make it into work a little bit late. And allow those roadways to stay clear, because there are a lot that are still blocked off, and we don't want other stranded vehicles in the way to get in the way of the emergency response vehicles. That's the important thing.
I just looked outside our window over there, and it certainly appears to have let off a lot.
It has. It's let up quite a bit.
Yeah.
That is good, but the important thing to remember, too, is just because it's not raining where you are doesn't mean it's not raining maybe in a
exactly.
higher location and that water all rushing to that lower spot. Those
there are
the
patches
parts
all over the place.
Exactly.
Heavy rainfall.
Exactly. So especially if you're near any of the, you know, Bowling Creek or any of the other rivers, creeks that are overflowing right now, that's the important part to remember.
And again, Umpstead Drive closed this morning from Umpstead Park all the way to Green Street.
I live right near that area. It's flooding all the time.
All kinds of problems there because of Bowling Creek. And so please be careful wherever you're going. You may have to take a detour, but please don't try to go through really deep standing water, because you don't want that long-term damage to your car either.
Exactly. I will say Jim Hevner actually just posted, we just posted an article of his he wrote last night, got it up this morning for you, talking about the history of flooding here in Chapel Hill, because there are a lot of low-lying areas, a lot of floodplains that flood. Camelot Village, we've heard. Actually, I just posted some pictures from Camelot Village of two guys that completely lost everything. You can see them wading up to their waist in water in the parking lot of Camelot Village yesterday. So you want to go see those pictures. Go see Jim Hevner's article talking about all the flooding that has happened in the past years that he's been here and that he's witnessed. And it's just incredible the amount of water that is that's here.
And I've also got to mention this, the area around the WCHL towers.
Oh, my goodness,
on
yes.
East Franklin Street.
Picture of that up, too.
Traditionally, there's a picture on our website of that.
That's right.
We call it Wayne Pond because anytime there's, seriously, every time there's heavy rainfall and there's flooding, that area fills up there because it's kind of low down.
It is.
And which is appropriate. We call it Wayne Pond. And it's truly Wayne Pond this morning. You can look at it and see it, and you can see it in that picture as well.
There you go. Yep.
So that situation is not good. And that was, you know, was where WCHL was for many, many years.
That's right. And we're still there. We're still on our AM signal at 1360 AM. You can tune us in there. You've as I was driving in this morning, you can hear it's a little lower quality than usual. We've had to bump the power down to keep us on the air because all that water is lapping up against the tower and actually causing the signal to go in and out. So we're still there. We're going to stay there on 1360 AM. If you lose it, though, please flip over to 97.9 FM. If you lose any of those signals, either of those two, you can also listen to us online at chapelboro.com and on our iPhone app. You can listen live there as well.
And for heaven's sake, it may be the other way, too. You may
That's
be
right.
listening on at 97.9 FM, and something happens there, flip over to 1360 AM.
That's right. We've got more heavy storms coming through the area in the next couple of days. You never know what's going to happen to either of those areas. So we'll be here regardless. Even if you've got to just listen online, we'll be here.
No question about it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And coming up, we have Mayor Chilton's commentary this morning. And other stuff on the way on WCHL. We keep you up with what's happening. Just all I can say is be careful out there.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Good morning. It is 7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mark Chilton, mayor of Carrboro. In 1994, the town of Carrboro was the first governmental body in Dixie to sanction domestic partnership registration. It literally made us the laughingstock of North Carolina. People said it was silly. People said it was a waste of time. People said that no one would ever care. People said it would never make any difference. But the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and later the Chapel Hill Town Council joined with first dozens, then hundreds, and now thousands of governments across our country to call upon America to recognize the validity of same-sex relationships. And while the recent Supreme Court decision is by no means the end of this struggle, it nevertheless shows that when it comes to justice, we can start at town hall and wind up at the Supreme Court. When Carbro speaks out on immigration reform, the Patriot Act, or gay rights, don't be the cynic who says that no one cares what our little town thinks. Be the person who remembers Margaret Mead's beautiful words, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." This is Mark Chilton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, "You haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead." Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house and a link to the tournament schedule at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Good morning. It's 7:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. And in light of the situation, the weather situation, we have such serious business to take care of this morning. We're going to blow off the clean joke and the word of the day on WCHL. I don't think it's really a day when people want to laugh anyway, so we're going to hold off on that. And we're going to check in right now with Rand Northam and find out what's going on with our traffic situation. Let me just tell you that... This traffic report is brought to you by the fine folks at Glass Half Full in Carbro, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carbro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarbro.com. And now, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Multiple delays out on the roadways right now. Do want to let you know, near Chapel Hill, 15501 northbound and southbound, all around I-40, seeing delays. Again, that's northbound and southbound, 15501. Between Ephesus Church Road through the I-40 interchange and Garrett Road. So seeing delays there. That's causing problems on I-40 as well in that interchange with some slowdown. Some heavy rain moving back into the area again right now. It's been raining steadily since we kicked it off early this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Not as heavy as it was at one point. We're seeing now on the radar... some yellow parts of the radar coming back in. Not the heavy red, but the yellow, you know, shading on the radar is coming back into the area. So it's going to get a little heavier again in parts of Chapel Hill again. So could see some more flooding and certainly lower visibility. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive seeing delays this morning as well. And now onto I-40 eastbound between NC 751 and Fayetteville Road. Seeing a little bit of delay there. Actually, some pretty serious delays in portions of that roadway right there, so be on the lookout. Also continuing further east between the Durham Freeway, continuing through the I-540 interchange, and really all the way to Wade Avenue, seeing delays on I-40 eastbound and westbound. Some heavy, some just moderate, but still very many delays out on the roadways. The Durham Freeway northbound and southbound between I-40 and really continuing up into downtown Durham, seeing delays this morning. 15501 continuing up into Durham, seeing delays as well. So lots of delays out on the roadways, and those to be expected as there is a lot of standing water in some places. As I mentioned, too, just low visibility causing these problems, and lots of other things just causing issues out there right now, but all because of the heavy rainfall that we've had over the last couple days.
Everybody remember not only to have your wipers on, but your headlights.
Got to have them.
Yeah, got to have those headlights. Some people forget to do that.
They do. Lots of street lights will make it look bright enough that you don't need them, but it's really not even just about you. It's about the other drivers being able to see you, too.
Exactly. So everybody be careful, and as we mentioned earlier today, if you come up on a stop on an intersection where the traffic lights aren't working, then treat it like a four-way stop, because everybody's got to be careful.
That's right. And, Ron, there is a flood advisory in effect. I know you're going to mention this here in a minute, but a flood advisory in effect until 8:30. Yesterday's flood warning, flash flood warning, was extended 2.5 hours, I believe, something like that. So we could see that extended again this morning, and we'll let you know as soon as we get any kind of notice on that. But right now, the flood advisory in effect until 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Ren. And you look at the weather forecast. It calls for rain all the way through tomorrow night, 80% chance of rain. So this flash flood watch that's in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow, after this deal this morning, will likely be extended as well, because we're going to have water around here for quite some time. Let me just tell you, the official forecast is for showers, thunderstorms, some heavy rainfall this morning and this afternoon. High today in the middle 80s, chance of rain 80%. Of course, there's 100% out there right now. Tonight, 80% chance of rain and maybe some heavy rainfall. Low tonight, 70. Chance of rain 80%. Tomorrow, more of the same. Still, it says 80% chance of rain, maybe a shower, maybe thunderstorms, and maybe heavy rainfall as well. Along with that comes the flooding. Tomorrow night, low in the upper 60s, with still an 80% chance of rain, according to the official forecast from the National Weather Service. Now, on Wednesday, a little better, 60% chance of showers, and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high in the low 80s. And the extended forecast starting Wednesday night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, chance of showers, and overnight low in the upper 60s. Chance of rain still 60% even on Wednesday night. So we're not anywhere close to being through with all this rain. 7:57, 3 minutes until 8 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Resort Stay Vouchers. It's 67% off, $1,500 for a 7-night New England stay, available now for $499. Explore the birthplace of our great country with this deal for an 8-day, 7-night stay at your choice of available accommodations in the New England area from Resort Stay Vouchers. Each state offers its own unique quirks while showcasing the beauty the area is known for, and you can book it online. It's 67% off from Resort Stay Vouchers, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Rain, rain, and more rain. Forecast for more rain pretty much all day, so just be careful out there.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.